Welcome to Paranormal Things. I'm your host, Keith, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're going to see something, hear something sinister and aggressive is lurking in the dungeon. Katrina Weidman and Nick Goff. And here it is, without further ado. And here it is without any further ado. This is Nick Goff talking.
Fuck. What's
what
happened?
What just happened? Rob? What just happened?
Holy shit.
What happened?
What happened? What happened?
There was a fucking hand on my neck.
What the fuck? Do you know who I... Fuck! What's the matter? Do you know who I... Fuck! What's
what
the matter?
Happened? Nick and I are in one of the cells, and all of a sudden, we just hear Rob kind of just start yelling and panicking, and that's when I realized that he just had a paranormal experience. Tell me what happened.
It felt like a cold finger across my neck.
Let me check your neck real quick.
Right here.
Have you ever had this type of experience?
I'm sorry,
before?
I mean, honestly, Anderson wants help.
You trying to tell us something?
I don't know why you were put down here, but you need to come out of the darkness. Reveal yourself to us.
What's wrong?
Fuck!
What's wrong?
What the fuck was that? Was that a growl?
This is Katrina Weidman and Nick Goff. They're in some kind of dungeon.
Yeah.
Steel beams are holding up this place
you.
From years back. Real thick
brick. Is that the
cell
you want us to go into?
Block.
I'm coming in. Just be warned, if you attack me, then we're
This
gonna
is
have
called
a problem.
Something sinister and aggressive lurking in the dungeon.
This is fucking weird. The most active energies within this jail seems to be in the basement, in the dungeon. We're definitely feeling like something is there with us.
Something's down here right now.
You think it's something more sinister?
Yeah, I think something was drawing us down here. But I think now it's really aggressive. And I think it's just toying with us, waiting to try to hurt us. If we separate right now, and I isolate myself down here just like they were put down here, maybe they'll be more willing to show themselves.
Alright, please be careful.
For our isolation experiment, Katrina goes to Smitty's old cell and Rob leaves us for the night. I stay in the dungeon
so
to confront
just
the
Katrina Weidman and Nick
Hawk.
It is a scary feeling being down here alone. We're feeling this negative presence.
They usually do a 72-hour...
It feels like there's something down here with me right now.
Lockdown.
Okay, Smitty. Or whoever is in here. Can you tell me who you are?
Can you please talk to me? I don't mean you any harm. You messing with me?
Seems to be where moans are coming from different areas.
I'm hearing these loud sounds just in these jail cells right behind me. I'm gonna go back into the jail cell where Rob was touched on the neck right here, and we heard all the growling sounds. I'm coming in. Here I am. What is it you want to tell me? Are you here with me? I heard you run into this room. I heard you growling. I heard you say things. I don't mean you any harm. I'm just trying to figure out what happened to you.
He's kind of getting sentimental or something. Trying to find out what happened to him.
There's disembodied voices happening down here. I keep hearing disembodied voices, loud sounds. Something's moving around everywhere down here. Hello? Can you please talk to me? I don't mean you any harm. There's someone down here with me, and I keep hearing them.
This
move.
Is just an excerpt of
hear movement.
A bigger
there's something back
lockdown.
Where did you go? There it is. The loud sound again. Can't see anything, man.
The spirit box said they have Nick. Nick for Nick Goth.
There's something in the dark with me down here.
Is what's downstairs with my friend Nick the same person that haunts up here? I'm feeling that whatever or whoever is here is with Nick right now. I do not feel comfortable at all leaving him down there.
Let me show you how dark it is down here. I'm gonna turn it off night vision. That's what I'm seeing. It is a weird, very, very aggressive.
Has been right downstairs with Nick. I'm gonna go make sure he's okay. Hey. Are you okay?
I saw a man.
You saw a man?
Yeah.
Where?
It scared me so bad.
What happened?
I was right here. I turned off my night vision to show how dark it was.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I turned. A man walks right by me. All I saw was his face illuminated from my LCD screen. Very aggressive. I haven't seen something that clear. That was intense.
What it was it like see-through or solid?
No,
or?
Solid.
Solid?
Yeah. So I see his mustache is kind of scruffly, like he's been down here for a long time. And I just feel like this energy bumped into me. It's like, what are you doing down here? You shouldn't be here. Get out of here. And right now in this moment, I'm just feeling like something's going to attack me. Now let's go look at the evidence.
Okay.
Let's go see if we captured anything else.
Okay.
On further review of the footage, we discover what appears to be the face of a man passing by my camera. Could this be the entity Darcy and others have witnessed?
Seeing this figure that we documented on my camera, it's amazing. And I can't believe we actually captured something to validate my own personal experience. It's like finding a needle in the haystack for paranormal phenomena.
There you have it. Katrina Weeman and Nick Goff in Paranormal Lockdown. Something sinister and aggressive lurking in the dungeon. Till we meet again, sleep tight.